Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
7 o'clock.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Our top story, a verdict tonight in a closely watched sexual discrimination case.
There were audible gasps when the first overall no vote for discrimination came down.
KGO 810's Mike Simpson in the courtroom. No television or radio recordings allowed, but the verdict against Ellen Powell sent shockwaves across the high-tech industry and renewed questions about the lack of diversity and how business is done in Silicon Valley.
The 6 men and 6 women on that jury said Powell's gender did not play a role in her not being promoted and didn't have an effect on her termination either. What's more, they ruled she was not fired in retaliation for filing her lawsuit. That decision actually coming 2 hours later than the others after one jury member either changed their vote or there was a mathematical error. Powell made a short statement thanking supporters, saying if this started a broader dialogue or leveled the playing field in any way, the battle was worth it. $160 million. Once at stake.
That is KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
In San Jose tonight, a vigil is being held for fallen police officer Michael Johnson. The 14-year veteran was killed in an ambush Tuesday night as he responded to a call about a suicidal man with a gun. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier joins us live now in San Jose with the story. Brian?
More than 200 community members, police officers, politicians, and others are gathered here at Center Road at Umbarger Street here in San Jose. Mayor Sam Liccardo says a bright light was extinguished.
And so we stand here together as one community. Our hearts are broken, but our souls are emboldened by the courage of Officer Johnson and those who stood with Officer Johnson.
People at this vigil tonight are signing a condolences card for Johnson. His funeral is now scheduled for next Thursday night at the SAP Center. Reporting live in San Jose, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
The suspected gunman, 57-year-old Scott Dunham, was found dead on the balcony where police believe he fired the shot that killed Officer Johnson. It is believed Dunham was killed during a subsequent gun battle with police. More fallout tonight from that radical religious freedom law okayed in Indiana. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee says city employees will no longer travel to Indiana for business except under extreme circumstances. Hours after the measure was signed into law, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff announced he was canceling all programs that require Salesforce customers or employees to travel to the Hoosier State. The law now gives Indiana business owners the legal right to deny services to same-sex couples. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says the measure is not intended to promote bias. In San Jose today, a woman narrowly escaped serious injury as the city moved to clear out a homeless encampment. KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges explains.
Caltrans had posted signs under the 101 overpass near Story Road alerting homeless residents the camp would be cleared out, but a woman fell asleep in a tent and was hit today by a Caltrans cleanup truck. Tracy, a friend of the victims, says they weren't given enough warning.
Just the other day, they were cutting down trees and they didn't even know that I was there. The tree came down. Luckily, there was some logs right there to block it. He didn't even know I was there.
Caltrans says they're investigating now what happened. The woman suffered minor injuries.
Across the globe, searchers continue combing the French Alps for bodies of those killed in the Germanwings Airbus crash earlier this week. Speaking through an interpreter, the captain of the rescue operation, Yves Nachoff, says it's going to take a long time to sift through the wreckage.
In order to make progress, you need mountaineering techniques, a baldric, a helmet, crampons, just like for ice. And the work today, like yesterday, consists in evacuating, removing all these bodies towards the bottom of the valley.
In the meantime, investigators say the co-pilot, believed to have crashed the plane on purpose, appears to have hidden evidence of an illness from his employers. The evidence includes a torn-up sick note that would have excused him from work on the day of the crash. Still ahead, we've got your Bay Area weather forecast. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Did you know 5 pounds of fat is roughly the size of a shoebox? 10 pounds is the size of a bag of groceries. 50 pounds the size of a loaded golf bag. Jumpstart MD's medically proven science-based method is designed to make you burn bulky fat first, fast and efficiently. You'll lose weight, and more dramatically, your shape and size will change quickly. You'll start with a personalized program based on your challenges, your activity levels, and your needs. You'll meet weekly with medically trained weight loss specialists who will create a plan of action to support your success. You'll eat fresh whole foods that will leave you feeling satisfied, not hungry and deprived. Best yet, Jumpstart MD gets results. 3 to 4 times the results of other popular programs. You'll feel better, you'll look better, and you'll live better. So what are you carrying around? Call 855-JUMPSTART or go to jumpstartmd.com and start letting it go. That's 855-JUMPSTART.
Come to Shane Company for the largest selection of engagement rings, the hottest trends, and hundreds of styles no other jeweler has. It's worth the drive to Shane Company.
Before we get to your weather forecast, a sports update. March Madness back on the basketball court tonight. Gonzaga beat UCLA. Louisville just held off North Carolina State. Duke and Utah just underway. Michigan State, Oklahoma set to tip off any minute. And with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Memphis, the Golden State Warriors lead the Grizzlies 89-75. This is a key battle in what may be the W's toughest battle coming up in the NBA playoffs. And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Overnight fog along the coast and around parts of the Bay. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures mid-40s to low 50s for your early Saturday plans, so might need to bundle up. But for the afternoon, the fog clears away, the sun's out, the breeze is up, and the temperatures will be very similar to today, except at the coast where they'll come up. Thanks to brighter conditions, mid-60s to the low 80s.
And warmer on Sunday, temperatures pushing the mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, the hot spot is in Concord at 71 degrees. It's 67 in Livermore, 59 in Santa Cruz and Oakland, 63 in San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, bringing in the weekend. It is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world, everybody. I just said to Brett and Nikki, oh, well, go ahead, get your weekend on. Just walk out the door and say goodbye. So that's yes, Heather, that's still part of the getting used to working nights. People walking out the door, you know, when we're walking in. Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I know. It's such a strange phenomenon, you know, and on Friday, everybody's out. It's like, woohoo! Love the Bay Area for that.
It's like you picture them with like big Mexican hats on and Caracas, and they just start doing shooters as they walk out the door in a conga line.
Yes, of course, then I remember... nothing's wrong with that. Karen, just ask what's wrong with that. But I mean, the weird thing, you know, after doing morning drive for 20 years, when you would do, when I did Ron, well, Ron does his own show, but when I did my own show.
A similar show.
Yeah, I'd be 3 sheets by now. At least 2.5. Now probably 3 on my way to 4.
But then, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's just a different, it's a different vibe. It's a different thing.
It's fun. Yeah. We're having our own party right here.
That's right. Yes, a sober one at that.
So you can drink. We won't.
And I'll distort. You decide on this. Yes, it's not only Friday. It's Happy Viagra Day.
What?
March 27th, 1998. The day the FDA approved Viagra.
That's right.
The erectile dysfunction drug. Nowadays, Viagra faces stiff competition with Cialis. But back in 1998, it was the cock of the walk. So don't be a limp noodle. Salute the blue pill. Stand at attention. Sound the flesh trumpets. Ring the ding-dong. Fire the pocket rockets. Say hello to Mr. Happy. And salute Viagra Day. Warning, ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough to celebrate Viagra Day. If you celebrate Viagra Day for more than 4 hours, seek immediate medical help. Happy Viagra Day.
And Friday, too. I still, you know, every time I hear anything about Viagra, and yeah, Happy Viagra Day. It was 17 years ago today, for sure. Turned 17 today. But I still can't get that picture of Bob Dole promoting it out of my head.
Oh, that's
from
right.
the original campaign.
Oh, I forgot yeah, about that.
That was just like, wow, okay. And then other things I can't get out of my head is Taylor Swift really one of the world's greatest leaders? Well, according to Fortune magazine, they put together a list of the world's 50 greatest leaders. The top tier includes the CEO of Apple, of course, the head of the European Central Bank, the president of China, and the chick who sings Shake It Off.
Jeez.
Yes, Taylor Swift is on a list of the world's greatest leaders, and she came in number 6, just behind the Pope and Prime Minister of India.
Okay. I thought the Ellen Pao trial was the worst news I heard all day, but that takes the cake. Yikes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ellen Pao because I'm sure you have heard the story by now. She did not win. And
she
the verdict
didn't win anything.
No, she didn't win anything. And the verdict came in. Kleiner Perkins did not discriminate against Ellen Pao. And, you know, here's the strange thing. I talked to some people, you know, walking around the office here, and they really weren't surprised. I think you and I were, because it certainly seemed when the judge was saying, well, we're going to go for with the compensatory, then we're going to go with punitive damages, and it could go from $16 million all of a sudden to a $160 million payday. I mean, I was thinking,
That gave me a glimmer of hope, and then you hear some of the testimony. But again, it's all, can you actually prove these things beyond a shadow of a doubt, blah, blah, blah.
Well, sure.
And I guess, you know, it's just...
Well, it was a six, let me see, it was evenly split, a six-man, six-woman jury, and they deliberated all afternoon. And
in any case,
we'll
speak with Nellie Bowles of Recode, who has been at the trial since
every single day,
in about 7 minutes.
Right. And what does this mean for all of those other gender-biased discrimination suits that are going on? Lots of them. Lots of them happening. All right. And then we will be getting to, and there's one way or another you can get your $160 or your $16 million, and that's to fall in love with your boss.
Or not, if he or she's already married.
We'll give you some signs and how to work that out coming up. That's all fair play. And tonight, Carrie, our Hollywood medium will be joining us again. Yes, we'll be going to the other side. So, yeah, tune in, tune out, and tune back in. Or she will tune you in, tune that person out, and tune somebody else in.
You know who didn't go to the other side, thank goodness? Jefferson Airplane's Paul Kantner.
How's he doing?
He's going to be all right, it sounds like. But he had a heart attack Wednesday. People are just now finding out this afternoon.
Yeah, I heard that.
Co-founder of Jefferson Airplane, of course, recovering from a heart attack he suffered Wednesday, forcing him to quit Jefferson Starship's current tour. This is on the band's Facebook page. Wednesday, they announced that he wasn't doing so well and that it had looked like a heart attack. Yesterday, the band posted a follow-up message. Paul did indeed have a heart attack, but he had a procedure yesterday afternoon, and he'll be recovering in the hospital the next few days before heading back to San Francisco to recuperate. So keep him in your thoughts, everybody.
Yeah, so and it's just strange. Well, I guess, you know, it's a privacy issue that we did not hear about it till today, but thank goodness he's going to be okay. All right, and then AskMen.com, speaking of things that are, I don't know, this is what you call progress. So AskMen.com has ditched its 99 most desirable women list, and they released the list of 99 most outstanding women in the world. And it's kind of shocking.
I was going to say, how so?
It's kind of shocking.
It's shocking they left me off.
I'm just like shocked at number 3 and maybe a little bit at number 4. Anybody want to guess the top 10? Nicki Minaj starts at number 20. You've got Amy Poehler in there, Michelle Obama, plus size model Ashley Graham, who was in this year's Sports Illustrated. She was the plus size model, if you wanted to call her plus size.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's creeping up to the top 10. So, you know, before we go to break here, just think in your mind, now, if you did fill out the poll at Ask Men, AskMen.com, who do you think would come out number one as the you know, most desirable, most outstanding. Actually, it's not desirable this year. It's most outstanding woman in the world. Yeah. And by the way, it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be rated on something that demonstrates their versatility and their raw talent. So who on God's green earth or very dry earth over here in this part of the world, who would that be?
I don't know. It boggles my mind. But it's not a write-in thing. Like, they give you a list of women to rank, I assume.
Gilligan's Island. Mary Ann or Ginger.
Yeah. I bet Kim Kardashian tweeted the whole thing to all her followers, and that's how she shot up so high.
No, Gilligan's Island. Mary Ann or Ginger.
You're making me pick?
Yeah.
Minger? Can I have both of them?
That is the correct answer.
Jerry Ann?
All right. We'll tell you. We'll answer them all. We'll answer every question coming up here in just a minute. And we will be talking to Nellie Bowles also. And by the way, you know, one thing that's cool about Ellen Powell, even though she's lost, she's been tweeting all day. So we'll read some of her very own tweets. I know that she's been inundated with sweet tweets from around the world, but she's been tweet-a-saurus herself. You can join us at Generation Drex, and we'll continue uno momento on KGOA 10.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you, because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest-rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there, too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
Lindsey Buckingham, Mick Fleetwood, Christine McVie, John McVie, Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac. On with the show. All five together again, April 7th, Oracle Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the arena box office. Select Walmart locations or charge by phone. All five together again, Fleetwood Mac. On with the show.
Call Bay Area Zero Res for the KGO March $99 special with a variety of options available. Call for details, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739, or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, yes. Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, circa 1975. Miracles. As we send our best wishes out to Paul Kantner, who had a heart attack Wednesday and is recovering, thank goodness. I just love me some Grace Slick. Used to, when I was here in the Bay, first time around, we used to hang out, and she was just, talk about somebody fun to hang out and party with.
Oh, my goodness.
It was Grace.
I bet.
Yes. Boy, the stories I could tell, but I will not.
You have to show us your pictures.
There were no pictures. There was no social media then. Thank goodness. Thank God for all of us. Okay. So let's say good evening to our guest. And let me see here. Oh, we're going to talk about Ellen Powell. But the great thing is that we have Nellie Bowles from Recode.net on the line here.
It's nice to be back.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm sure you're glad that the trial is finally over. You can have some time off. But
it has been a long month, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it has. But I'm not sure how you feel about the verdict. How do you feel about the verdict? Kleiner Perkins did not discriminate against Ellen Powell.
I think I'm surprised that it was such a clear verdict, that there was no ambiguity. There wasn't, I thought it might be more mixed. But it was very strongly all no's to all four of her allegations.
Yeah, so the jury decided on all four claims that the firm did not discriminate against Powell because of her gender by failing to promote her or firing her, took all responsible steps to prevent gender discrimination against her. Number three, the firm did not retaliate against Ellen by failing to promote her after she raised concern about the position of women at Kleiner Perkins or filed the lawsuit. And then there was a little blip in the entire system. I'll ask about that in a second.
Yeah.
But finally, whether the firm retaliated against Powell by firing her after she raised concerns about the positions of women at Kleiner Perkins or filed the lawsuit. Yeah. Talk about the blip.
Yeah. So, the energy today was amazing. There were, I'd say, about 200 people there watching, just there to see the verdict. And when they read the first no, there were gasps through the audience. And it was something to see and to be a part of. And then so they go through and they read the no's, and then they go juror by juror and sort of question by question to recount the jurors' votes. And they find that there's an inconsistency. At one point, a juror must have changed his mind, because all of a sudden what should have been 9-3 was 8-4. And so what happened was one juror was walking up to the jury box and just completely changed his mind. And so the judge sent the jury back into deliberations. And then about an hour later, at that point, Kleiner had all but won. Kleiner knew they were winning. And so the jury went back to deliberations. The Kleiner people were celebrating and sort of smiling and patting each other on the back. And the reporters were all, shuffled back into the hallways. We kind of had our little nooks in the hallway crannies and things. And then they came back and then said the rest of the verdict, which was pretty much as we'd expected, which was a no to the retaliation claim.
And so what was
the strongest claim?
Right. And what was Ellen's demeanor while this was going on, this blip?
Super stoic. Super, super stoic.
Yeah.
Quiet. Just sat there, stared straight ahead, didn't look at any of us, didn't look out at the group. The only sort of really emotional person, there was one juror who, while she said her dissenting vote, which was yes, there was discrimination, she was crying as she was saying it. And so there was one juror who had emotion, but otherwise, it was pretty much everyone had their poker faces on. And then afterwards, we sort of streamed out into the atrium zone, and Ellen gave a statement. It was very brief, and she just said that she hopes this inspires other women, and that now she's going to get back to work. And then she ran off. That was it. And then Lynn Hermley came and gave her statement. She's the Kleiner's attorney, and she was obviously very happy with the outcome, and ended it with what I thought was the best part, which is she ended it with, "I'll see you in the next trial." She specializes in protecting corporations from employees who are alleging discrimination. So she, you know, women, people of color who are alleging discrimination at their place of work. And so she's gearing up. And then Ellen Powell's attorneys also are gearing up. Therese Wallace, her attorney, has recently filed another suit against a tech company. You know, similar.
Right, with the whole Twitter thing going on, and mm-hmm. you know, there's some allegations going on with Google and Facebook as well. You know, not everybody.
Yeah, so I don't think this is the last time we're going to hear from these characters. That's for sure.
Right. Well, it's good to hear that. It sounds like one of the takeaways is that this won't stifle women's voices or women's reasons to go hire a lawyer when they feel like they've been wronged. Pardon?
I don't think so at all. Yeah, I mean, I've been writing about women in tech for a couple of years now, and it's very often women will talk about their stories and won't want to put their name with a story. And I think that having Ellen Powell attach her name and her reputation and her career to this lawsuit and just seeing her do that every day for 24 days in trial, I think was probably really inspiring to a lot of other women who are feeling similar slights at their workplace.
Okay, Nellie, we're talking to Nellie Bowles from Recode.net. If you could please hold on. I have some questions. When we come back, I want to ask you, like, do you, for instance, I mean, this is an obvious question to me. Do you think The Weeknd had anything to do with it? Honest to God, I mean, that's a legitimate question.
Honest to God, yes.
Yes, and how we went from 16 million to 160 million to nothing. And by the way, who are going to pay these legal bills? We'll chat about it in just a second. But first, let's check in with the KGO Newsroom on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Megabus.com offers safe, convenient, affordable express bus service for as low as $1 via the internet. Megabus.com has served more than 40 million customers in more than 100 cities across North America. Their luxury single and double-decker buses offer free Wi-Fi, power outlets, panoramic windows, and are green certified. Travel in comfort and confidence. Megabus.com. Express buses between San Francisco and six cities. Reserve seatings available. Visit Megabus.com and book your ticket today.
The Department of Toxic Substance Control invites your comments on the draft hazardous waste facility permit for the J&B Refining Facility, located at 1650 Russell Avenue in Santa Clara. If approved, the permit will allow J&B Enterprises to continue to store and treat hazardous waste. The public comment period will take place from March 20, 2015 to May 5, 2015. Please send your comments to Waqar Ahmad at the Department of Toxic Substances Control, 700 Hines Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94710, or contact him at 510-540-3932. Copies of the draft permit application and the other permit documents are located at the DTS office in Berkeley and in the City of Santa Clara Mission Branch Public Library, located at 1098 Lexington Avenue in Santa Clara.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour training class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Wendy's presents Red In the Metal Detector.
Hey, Frank, find any coins?
Nope, just junk. A sword from the Civil War, a platter that says Buckingham Pap.
Ooh, I think you got something.
Oh, I hope it's a quarter. You know, four of those, and I can get a junior cheeseburger from Wendy's. Oh, I got another gold bar. Man, I can't catch a break.
Wendy's Junior Cheeseburger, 100% pure beef for just 99 cents. It'll change the way you see change.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story, remembering a fallen police officer.
Come swiftly to his aid. Have mercy on him and comfort his family and friends.
The first of two vigils wrapping up at this hour at the spot where San Jose police officer Michael Johnson was killed on Tuesday night. The 38-year-old Johnson was a 14-year veteran, married, and a graduate of San Jose's Gunderson High School. San Jose Police Chief Larry Esquivel.
I spoke with the family earlier and spent some time with them, and they're very appreciative of what's being done for them during these very, very difficult times.
Johnson's funeral will take place next Thursday at the SAP Center. The suspected gunman, 57-year-old Scott Dunham, was found dead on the balcony where police believe he fired the shot that killed Johnson. And tonight we're learning Dunham was taken down by a police sharpshooter with an AR-15 assault rifle. Assistant Police Chief Eddie Garcia is calling that officer a hero.
His name is Doug Potwara.
He was trained in the rifle, which is what the weapon that he used at the time, responding to a call that he's probably responded to dozens, if not multiple times in his career. You know, he was able to react and did his job.
The night was wrought with tension, just the nature of the call, and police computers were not working that night.
We learned from these incidents, and again, the issues that happened with the data terminals is something that we've been working on, and it's a process, and it is going to get fixed.
That's KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch. A verdict tonight in a closely watched sex discrimination case.
There were audible gasps when the first overall no vote for discrimination came down.
KGO 810's Mike Simpson in the courtroom. No television or radio recordings allowed, but the verdict against Ellen Powell sent shockwaves across the high-tech industry and renewed questions about the lack of diversity and how business is conducted in Silicon Valley.
The six men and six women on that jury said Powell's gender did not play a role in her not being promoted and didn't have an effect on her termination either. What's more, they ruled she was not fired in retaliation for filing her lawsuit. That decision actually coming 2 hours later than the others, after one jury member either changed their vote or there was a mathematical error. Powell made a short statement thanking supporters, saying if this started a broader dialogue or leveled the playing field in any way, the battle was worth it. $160 million once at stake.
And now to a story we first told you about last night on KGO 810. Reaction tonight from the Downtown Berkeley Association following that attack on a homeless man allegedly at the hands of a Berkeley ambassador. KGO 810's Tina Rubio reports.
From what you see in the video, the altercation started as a verbal disagreement, then quickly escalated into a series of punches by one of the community ambassadors.
Clearly, this ambassador snapped in a violent way. The ambassador has been terminated. The other ambassador has been suspended pending further investigation.
John Carner is the CEO of the Downtown Berkeley Association. The two homeless men were arrested by Berkeley PD, but were let go.
We're extremely shocked and disappointed. Totally egregious behavior. Totally inconsistent with all of our extensive training.
No word yet on whether the Alameda County District Attorney's Office will file charges against the ambassador.
Still ahead, a look at sports and your Bay Area weather forecast. KGO News Time is 7:33.
We're all used to inflation when prices and interest rates go up. But now, some experts think the U.S. is experiencing deflation when prices and interest rates go down. So what does that mean for you? Well, besides lower prices, it means mortgage interest rates are also lower, which means it's a great time to make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and refinance your mortgage and save, even if you refinanced recently. Today, Cash Call's 15-year fixed is 2.875% rate and APR, with absolutely no closing costs, no points, no fees, nothing. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and save with a lower interest rate, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. Cash Call. We're designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Turn on spring at the Orchard Supply Hardware Lawn and Garden Event. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save on everything you need to get the best yard on the block at the season's lowest prices. Like half-off Scott's 14.2-pound Turf Builder Weed and Feed, half-off Roundup 1.33-gallon Pump and Go Weed Killer, and half-off Miracle-Gro 10-pound All-Purpose Plant Food. Get more great deals like these during the Lawn and Garden Event March 27th through the 29th at Orchard Supply Hardware. Offers and sale prices only available during sale dates.
And now look at sports. We've got March Madness back on the court tonight. Gonzaga beat UCLA. Louisville just held off North Carolina State. Duke is up on Utah, and this may be a bit of a surprise. Oklahoma leading Michigan State in the first half. And in a preview of what could be the Warriors' toughest battle in the upcoming NBA playoffs, Golden State disposes of the Memphis Grizzlies tonight in Memphis, 107-84. And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. This is the weekend to cash in on those outdoor plans you've been thinking about. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel with the good news.
Not too hot, not too cold. Temperatures begin in the mid-40s to the low 50s. Nice day for a walk, a run, mid-60s to low 80s. It is going to be a sunny one with breezy conditions at times. And then Sunday, as you head out the door, you will notice that those temperatures in the afternoon will come up. Mid-60s to mid-80s, nothing but sunshine.
Start of the work week, though, will bring cooler temperatures. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear, 57 degrees in Santa Cruz, 63 in Fairfield, 67 in Concord. We've got 60 in San Jose, 58 in Oakland, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. It is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, bringing in the weekend around the Bay and around the world. Join us at Generation Drex or download the app on iHeartRadio and listen wherever, whenever you'd like. Wherever and whenever. We are back and we have one of our favorite folks on the line with us. It's Kelly and she, Nellie Bowles from Recode.net. Yes, Kelly, Nellie. It's Friday.
I'll respond to anything.
Yes, okay. I know Bowles. So it's Nellie. And she's with Recode.net. Thank you very much. And you've been following this case from the beginning with Ellen Powell. And, you know, this has been a big deal. And I can tell you why with the gender discrimination thing, depending upon which side you fell on this, as far as the line of thinking, I think the conventional wisdom was that she was going to win. So, you know, especially when it was $16 million, then the punitive damages could have went to $160 million last Saturday when the judge changed his mind about punitive damages. I don't know. So you don't think
it was not a shoe-in that she would win by any means. I think none of us, I mean, I've been there with my co-author on all the stories, Liz Gaines, since the first day, all 24 days of trial, and it was confusing. There were really good points on both sides, honestly.
Right, you know, and one of the things I heard today, Nellie, is this whole thing where when it comes to venture capitalism or big corporations or becoming a partner in a law firm, these sort of things, gender discrimination or whether you're getting along with the other partners, you know, it's all very, very subjective. And that's what made this case difficult. Is that true?
And that is one of the strangest things about venture capital, as far as I can tell, is that Ellen Powell's investment choices were actually very, very good. She chose this company, RPX, to invest in that another partner had said was a bad idea. It turned out to be a great idea. And within 3 years, the startup IPO'd. And so what Connor Perkins argued, which, you know, agree with it or not, is that it doesn't matter as much. I mean, it matters a little, but not that much how your companies do financially. What matters more is whether you're a good team player and whether you fit into, quote, team KP. They're very into Team KP.
Well, and so by the way, and so Team KP and a lot of, detractors of Ellen Powell in the Twitter sphere of our universe, they were saying, right behind Kleiner Perkins, well, you know what? If she was a difficult employee and didn't get along with her colleagues and was ultimately, failed to grow into that role of the venture capitalist specter, then so be it.
That is the tack they took. What they did was basically go after her personality and her character. And explicitly so. It wasn't like they were pretending they weren't. They were doing a personality and character attack on Ellen Powell. And that is how they won. And so they showed or tried to show that the words they kept using were, quote, entitled and other sort of words to describe that she was too aggressive and also too quiet. Which was perplexing, but
oh, weird.
Really it was about her personality that they argued their case.
Well, and some of the ugliness, again, from just from the detractors, saying that this was a money grab.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who say that, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Visions of $16 million and then $160 million dancing in your head. In your own personal mind, you had to think that.
Both sides truly believed they were right. I think calling this a money grab is a silly and wrong way to look at it. I think both sides really thought that they were absolutely 100% right. I think John Doerr would have settled if he felt that she had a case, and I think I don't think she would have filed it if it was just about money. She doesn't need money that badly. She makes a lot of money.
Exactly. You don't ruin your life for
dire straits.
Exactly. I mean, she filed, 3 years ago and then sent herself through this horrible trial for 5 weeks? You don't do that just for a little dough. Well,
or even
a lot of dough.
She put her life into this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and Nellie is right. I mean, most times these things are settled. So I'm sure there was an attempt to settle this.
It's ambiguous, actually. Both sides are kind of saying, Kleiner at one point said, she wouldn't settle. But then they also are saying she's just doing it for the money. But then, if she's just doing it for the money, then why wouldn't she settle? And then they're like, she just wants to prove a point because she's so angry. Well, that's just then which one is it exactly? Mm. So I've heard conflicting things about whether she would or wouldn't settle. Again, the same thing. I think that she really believed that she had been wronged, and I think Kleiner Perkins really could not believe that it had done anything wrong.
The eyes of the world on the Silicon Valley today as the judge sent jurors back to deliberate, and it turns out, there were four counts, and there was, as I said, a blip on the fourth count, and sure enough, they went back in, and they hung out for another hour or so, came back and said, okay, Kleiner Perkins wins the case, and we don't see gender discrimination. And so I did want to ask you this, and I mentioned this before the break. Do you think if this would have went down on a Monday or Tuesday, they would have thought about it a little more or thought about it? Or I'm just trying to imagine myself in the jury room. If it would have been Monday or Tuesday, I would have said, I'm not giving in. I'm not going to change my vote.
Doing this kind of stuff is like reading the tea leaves of the jury is sort of an impossible game.
Right.
I think that for a case like this, it doesn't have to be a unanimous vote. You can have people who stick by their guns and vote against the majority. It just has to be 9-4, and so or 9-3. Sorry, my math is bad. And so I don't think that anyone thought it was going to be weeks of deliberation. I don't know how much Friday had to do with it. As a reporter, certainly it was nice that it was done on a Friday afternoon.
Right. Yes. Yes, I know. It's as you mentioned, it's been a long month. One of the things that we did discover, and Heather, was checking out Twitter, and she went to look at Ellen Powell's Twitter account, and she just found she really went to Twitter today. And I'm a little surprised by that. I thought there'd be radio silence on Ellen's part. But do you have some of the?
You probably saw these, Nellie. It looks like 2 hours ago she tweeted 10 of them in a row, kind of thanking everybody in the world and for the outpouring. And it's just extremely gracious. Number 6 that was shared probably the most was, if we do not share our stories and shine a light on inequities, things will not change. So I think she's making a really good example of herself.
I think she realizes that this case has entered a broader and much bigger conversation. And this case is peculiar and singular, and it was only about this one situation. But I think she's understanding that it's begun to mean a lot to a lot of people. Even when she filed it in 2012, there wasn't this kind of attention around it. But this last year, there's been so much conversation around women in tech and the sort of egregious numbers of 4 to 6% of venture capitalists are women, which is astonishing. And I think she's understanding that her story is meaning a lot.
Well, and it makes me wonder, with all the tweets that she sent out today, is if she will consider herself an activist. I know she's CEO over at Reddit, so she's got a big job. She's got a big gig anyway. But she can step into that role now as an activist. I mean, because
she doesn't court media in the way that you might think. Like, before this trial started, I tried to interview her and she didn't want to sit down with anyone and give any interviews. Like, she doesn't court media that much. She's not that much of an outspoken person in that sort of way. But I think she's seeing herself as an activist. Of course. I mean, she took this trial to a trial.
And
at the same time, she ended her statement today by saying, I need to get back to work. I need to get back to Reddit. She's also the CEO or the interim CEO of a major internet company. So
she's got
other stuff on her plate.
For sure. Sure. And I'm sure she can't wait to get back to it and move on with her life. But again, and I think one of the great things that came out of it is everybody is thinking about sexual harassment everywhere at every company.
That's a
good thing. And also the wage gap came up in the middle of this, which she has nothing to do with. But also, that's a gender-biased subject. So, you know, there's been lots of chatter and lots of conversation.
Oh, this is a huge tipping point, I'd say.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I think so.
So what's next for you, Nellie?
Yeah, Nellie, what do you want
now?
Yes.
I want to get a cocktail and...
Hallelujah, yes. You deserve one or several. Go get yourself a bottle of wine. Thank you so much for talking to us through this trial. And whatever is next, we'll make sure we stay in touch.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. Nellie Bowles from Recode.net. Yeah, she's been fantastic. And I can believe it. Everybody that's had to cover that trial, I mean, as much as, you know, I was thinking, wonder how this would have went on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, it's time for everybody to have a drink and calm down.
Yeah, and right at the end of the day, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
In fact, I remember I was out in the backyard doing something, and you were like, Ellen Powell just lost her trial. And I'm like, what? No. And I'm racing inside to get into the internet and like, oh, my God. Well, that changes our first hour of our show tonight.
Yeah, it does. It turns everything upside down. Okay. The Hollywood Medium is coming up after the top of the hour. And we'll open up the lines in a few minutes. Right now, we have them blocked because we want to get on to... Oh, by the way, I didn't get to this. The AskMen.com named its 99 most outstanding women, speaking of women. And, well, the NCAA. Did you hear this? The basketball player who called a stenographer beautiful and didn't realize his microphone was up? One of those little mistakes.
Uh-oh.
Once again, people not... Yes? Whenever
but
you're
that's
around
okay
the microphone.
To say someone's beautiful, right?
Yes, I think so.
But he was embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't think there'll any sexual harassment from this little faux pas. I'll let you hear it next. Yes, I distort, you decide. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Lots of couples who want an engagement ring with a designer look come to Shane Company after experiencing sticker shock elsewhere. That's because those other jewelers have to pay huge premiums for their designer brands. And then pass all of those costs on to their customers. That's up to thousands of dollars extra out of your bank account for something that adds absolutely no value to the ring. I mean, either that or settle for a smaller diamond. At Shane Company, we have all the designer looks other jewelers have, plus hundreds of our own unique styles. Because they're created by our own world-class designers, there are no designer name brand markups. Come to Shane Company and get the designer look of your dreams. And a bigger diamond with all the money you save.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5. Online at shaneco.com.
Let me tell you a little story. Back in 2009, I bought a Mercedes-Benz for my wife, Jan. She loved it. She loved it so much, she drove it for more than 120,000 miles. Well, a few months ago, I had thought maybe it's time to trade it in. My daughter, Laura, suggested we surprise her with a brand new Mercedes as a holiday gift. Laura and I told Jan we needed to take her car to run an errand. She had no idea that we were really taking her old Mercedes to Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco to trade it in. We were greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff. They've got a great selection of cars. Over 600 vehicles in stock from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They had the new model we wanted in the right color right at the dealership. You should have seen Jan's face when we drove up the new car to meet her for lunch. And I was really thrilled by how pleasant it really is to buy a car at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco is on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan, and you can find Mercedes-Benz of Oakland on Broadway in downtown Oakland. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
But someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Yeah, someday.
One of our world's greatest leaders, according to Fortune magazine. We see she is, number six on the list. She came in just behind the Pope and the Prime Minister of India. I don't know about that, man. I don't know.
The Pope is a woman?
No.
Oh, world's greatest leaders. I got the list confused.
No. You're confusing that with the Ask Man.
Outstanding
right.
Women.
Yes, I know. Look at what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, before we move on, and I'll get to that other silly list in just a second here, we want to mention the 5-year-old, and I don't know if this is, you know, the proper term, but who's inspired people all over the world, the bubble boy, the 5-year-old bubble boy, who has...
Our little buddy Seth in England.
Seth Lane. Has inspired people all over the world to wear yellow for Seth. Hashtag wear yellow for Seth. Seth Lane went viral after asking people to wear yellow to support him and raise awareness for his disease before undergoing his second bone marrow transplant. And so we're wearing our yellow today, and I think we should do it. And you should hopefully every Friday until things are good. It's a nice thing to remind everybody
about. Oh, is it every Friday?
No, they haven't asked everybody to do it. But, I mean, you know, if you see people wearing yellow today, if you're going out tonight, you might be able to mention it. And everything's yellow. If you look at Twitter, join us at Generation Drex. You can see
our video to Seth.
Yeah, we send it out there. And
our shirts are so matching. It's scary.
He has he has this horrible immune disorder, and it's very, very difficult. And so, again, his second bone marrow transplant, that's a big deal.
Scary for such a little dude.
Yes,
anyway, yellow's
boy.
His favorite color, and the parents started the social media campaign that went international. Yay.
All right, so let's get to this silliness. If this is what you call progress, AskMen.com has ditched its most, 99 most desirable women. I guess they're trying to progress. And they released the list of 99 most outstanding women in the world. And this year, the list is not only a reflection of a shift in the media, but also a shift in modern male thinking. We were looking for women who are doing something new this year, something that demonstrates their versatility and raw talent. Okay, so top 10, Serena Williams, absolutely right on. I agree with that. That one works. Okay, number 9, Jennifer Lawrence. Amal Clooney.
Oh, great.
Am I pronouncing her first name
Amal,
right?
Amal, yeah.
Yeah, Amal, okay. 7, Beyonce.
Fierce.
Elizabeth Holmes. She's the 31-year-old head of the that big health technology firm.
Wow.
And also the youngest female billion.
Oh, my word.
Billionaire in the world. Number 5 is world alpine skier and racer Lindsey Vonn.
Mm-hmm.
4 is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's having a good
Friday. I can't get away
from
this chick.
I know. There's starting to be a little burn factor, isn't there?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Okay, but here's my problem. Kim Kardashian's number 3.
Yikes.
Now, I could see if they were still going with most desirable because of her big ass. But when it comes to most outstanding, based on
outstanding.
Versatility and raw talent, what talent?
She's a talent for social media.
Okay.
I think, you know, maybe that was in the write-up when they hold people.
And Ho-Vision, I don't know, whatever. Ronda Rousey was number 2. She's the UFC champion and actress.
UFC stands for? I don't even know. What, Ultimate Fighting Champion?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She's a fighter?
Yeah.
And an actress?
Yes.
I've never heard of her.
Think of the acronym for a second. Yeah. And I don't know either. I know what she looks like because we looked at it today because we had to look it up. It was like, I forget who Ronda, what she does. She's a UFC champion and she's an actress. So, duality. And number 1 most outstanding woman in the world is Emma Watson of Harry Potter fame.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, I guess.
That's cool. She's a good artist.
But I don't agree with this list.
Mixed martial arts. Yeah, Ronda Rousey. Huh.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
I don't know how Kim's number 3. I don't.
I'm not in touch with the AskMen.com audience, I guess.
All right, so check this out. So as I mentioned, there was a basketball player for the University of Wisconsin, and this has gone viral. His name is Nigel Hayes. He was part of a team press conference, and he did not realize that his microphone could pick him up. Oh, those damn open microphones. Got to be careful wherever you are. And whispered to one of his teammates about how beautiful one of the stenographers was. Listen.
Check out her fancy red.
Okay. Gosh, she's beautiful. Did you hear that?
All right. So we'll open it up to questions.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, it's not the first time. Last weekend, Nigel was messing with another stenographer using a bunch of random big words to impress.
Well, before I answer that question, I'd like to say a few words. Cattywampus, onomatopoeia, and anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Okay,
the wonderful
weird.
Young lady over there, I think her job title is a stenographer. Yes, okay, and she does an amazing job of typing words. Sometimes if words are a little
not
in
her
dictionary,
chick, right?
Maybe if I say a soliloquy right now, she may have to work a little bit harder to type that word, or quandary. Zephyr, xylophone, things like that make her job a little interesting.
Nigel, you got to do what you got to do to do it. That's pretty much the bottom line. Whatever you got to do to do it, you do it. All right. Are we ready?
We're ready to go to the other side. It's time for Carrie, our Hollywood medium from HollywoodMedium.com. Yes, she is the medium to all of the elite and all of the Beverly Hills and the actors and the actresses of the world. And she joins us. So it's a privilege and an honor to welcome her to the show. So the way this works is you can call us now. We will open up the lines 808-0810 and they'll fill up quickly. And you get to ask her one question about a loved one who has passed to the other side. Okay, and we'll go through as many as we can, and you might have to hold for a little bit, or, yes, there they all go immediately. So once they line up as people drop off, you can get ready to call in. So stand by your telephony, okay? She's fantastic, and she'll give you some insight to those who have passed. So the way it works is you give your name 3 times, and then you say the name of your loved one, and then she will respond, all right? 808-0810. We'll talk to you after the news break.
with John Libertini coming up next on KGOA 10.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
We're all used to inflation when prices and interest rates go up. But now, some experts think the U.S. is experiencing deflation when prices and interest rates go down. So what does that mean for you? Well, besides lower prices, it means mortgage interest rates are also lower, which means it's a great time to make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and refinance your mortgage and save, even if you refinanced recently. Today, Cash Call's 15-year fixed is 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs, no points, no fees, nothing. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and save with a lower interest rate, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. Cash Call. We're designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Turn on spring at the Orchard Supply Hardware Lawn and Garden Event. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save on everything you need to get the best yard on the block at the season's lowest prices. Like half-off Scott's 14.2-pound Turf Builder Weed and Feed, half-off Roundup 1.33-gallon Pump and Go Weed Killer, and half-off Miracle-Gro 10-pound all-purpose plant food. Get more great deals like these during the...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save